The Last of the Moonlight Pack by Samantha Abbott.
Fear shoots through me. Cut it out. The more scared you get, the more they can pick up our scent. I take a deep breath. Right, okay. It's fine. I try to calm myself down. Taking another deep breath, I can finally pick up the scent. Good, Neoma says. You can smell them. Now, focus.
Anne of Green Gables by L.M. Montgomery.
I think to myself, now my hair is a glorious black, black as the raven's wing. But all the time I know it is just plain red, and it breaks my heart. It will be my lifelong sorrow. I read of a girl once in a novel who had a lifelong sorrow, but it wasn't red hair. Her hair was pure gold, rippling back from her alabaster brow. What is an alabaster brow? I never could find out. Can you tell me?
Well, no, I'm afraid I can't, said Matthew, who was getting a little dizzy. He felt as he had once felt in his rash youth when another boy had enticed him on the merry-go-round at a picnic.
Holiday Haunting by Jessica Coulter Smith.
I don't think we're officially dating. She arched a brow. Trust me, you're dating. No man sticks his tongue in your mouth if he isn't at least somewhat serious. I snickered. You obviously haven't been paying attention for the last 50 or so years. Dating isn't like it used to be. A kiss doesn't mean you're going steady or whatever you called it back then.